is being a people of thanksgiving. And actually, as a church and as the body of Christ, when people look at us and meet us, and the reason I'm saying this is personally, this has affected me in the last 2 weeks or so, feeling really busy, really tired, and actually going to God every 5 minutes going, I need this, how am I going to do this? I need this, how am I going to do this? And I shared a bit on the other night about Psalm 100. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And as the people of God, whatever is going on around us, when we sit at his feet and we see what he did for us on the cross as he rose and he's alive interceding for us now, the place we come to can only be a place of thanksgiving. And young people, as they are getting into their order, as we look at them, I just remind us, promises go from generation to generation to generation to generation. As we move further back, I'll stop there, stop at Steve at about 100. Okay, we can see that God's promises remain, because even down thousands of years, his promises have remained from generation to generation. So when we enter his courts with thanksgiving and say, God, what am I thankful for? I'm thankful that his promises have remained forever and will remain forever. Now, as we look at these people as a church, we read the Bible because we look at mighty people in the faith that have served God well. Young people, as you look out at these guys here, these are people that have served God well and can teach you ways that will keep your path straight and yourself from harm. These are guys that have lived a life that has served God. But also, as you look at them, as we look at you, when God looks at them, they see a group of people like you who are his children. So when you look at these and they look old and I look old and wrinkly, when God looks at them, he sees a group of people like you who are his children. And we are to help and serve one another irrespective of age, because he loves us the same. And you can serve these people irrespective of age. And what I wanted to take the opportunity to do over the next 5 minutes for the next part is for you to find out some of the names of these people, because I get a privilege to serve with you regularly, so I know most of you, if not all of you. But these guys might not come into contact with you, and you might not know them. So what I have are some sheets which you're going to do in groups, and this is where the older ones can help some of the younger ones, and it's called Human Bingo. So nothing like a bit of gambling at church, but actually it's just got certain things that they're going to find out something about one of you and put a name in a box. So for example, the first box says, can you find someone with blue eyes? Okay, now the only people you can ask these questions to are people that are currently sat down there. So you will find out a bit more about somebody you may not have known before. There is my favourite one, there's lots of good ones actually, so I'll let you just work through them. But if you guys want to move down with that end and just pair yourself up with some of the younger ones, that would be great. And then you just need to go around and find out if you can fill as many of these boxes as you can, okay? So come and get a sheet off me. Over here, okay? And then take a pen out the box. And then you can move around and ask people any of these questions. Do you want to go on your own or go with Joe? Go on your own, okay? Lots of people all the way around the room, so go and share with them. Anybody want? You want to take one of those, then, mate? Okay, so make your way around the room and you have about 4 minutes to see how many you can get. I will let you do yourself once was a question, so you can do yourself once. Is everybody nearly finished? Are we still going? Okay, 2 minutes and then we will move on. Okay, has anybody got 15 yet? Has anybody got 15? I can see some close to that. Well, good. Keep going, then, 3 more. No. Don't give me the J. Yes.
Okay.
So if you can bring your sheets back to the front, we will move on to the next task that you have. Okay, what I need you to do now, again with help from our older young people, or younger old people, whatever way around you want to put it, is birthdays now. So up the middle of the aisle, if we can have people with birthdays at January at the front, right the way back to people with birthdays in December at the back, just the people under 18, okay? So January birthdays at the front, December's at the back. Okay, when you think you're in the right place, just sit down for me. You sit down for me, sir. Sit down.
Wait then.
January, February, Christmas.
Okay, so.
No, I haven't. I'd like to pet dogs, but I haven't got one. Have a little bit more
body.
January. Okay, so. While we're just having a look at birthdays and having a quick chat, what I would like to emphasise really is what God's been speaking to me about, and which is really continuing the theme of Thanksgiving. Is that when my children see me, do they see a person that is A, in love with Jesus, but B, has a heart that is thankful for what God has done for me and thankful for what God has given me in life? And I think that for me has been the biggest challenge over the last 2 weeks with being busy, is what do I show my children God means to me through the way I am? And when we come together, these young people will be looking at us as a church going, what is God like? And they will look at people that have served God for many years, some years, and that reflection will be our responsibility to say, actually, we are reflecting who Jesus is to these people. And our challenge is, do we daily encourage one another by being thankful for what God has done for us? When we come together, and this is the humbling bit really for me, was when I sit with God and I sometimes argue with him or wrestle with him going, I know best, I know this, I know that, what about if I do it this way? God actually says to me, I see you as my child, therefore listen to me as your father. And that is the challenging thing for me is when I come before God, am I so thankful because I know my dad looks after me, whatever. He is there for me. Therefore, when he speaks to me, I listen. And when I'm with my children, do they see someone that is safe in my daddy's arms? Therefore, I am always thankful for what he has given me. He has given us a church to belong to, which is bigger than Bromsgrove and goes to the ends of the earth. Are we thankful to be part of a chosen people that God has brought together? And at the back there in a minute, there are a load of sheets that look like this. What I'd like us to do is pick a brick. Good phrase, pick a brick, put your name on it. You can draw a picture of yourself if you want. I'll show the young people up there. There'll be these sheets. Put your name on one brick. And what I'm going to do for next week or when we're next together, I'm going to put the wall together and we're going to put it on the wall. And we're going to see the part of church that God is building in Bromsgrove with our names on here. There will be gaps. And that's because God is about bringing people to us, to grow his church. But that's the beginning, the building blocks that he's using is us. And on the other table, Sally will be stood there. We're coming up to Christmas time, and we have lots of presents that we want to ask for. But actually, we're going to come into his presence with thanksgiving. So there's some thank you cards that we're going to write to God that we're grateful for on the back table there. Now, I'd really, really appreciate everybody putting names on a brick, because then I can have a copy of that at home as well and pray for you guys. But if with our young people, we can really help them to think of things to thank God for and leave the sheets on the back there, that'll be brilliant, because that is how we come into his presence. So, if you are a young person now, this is where it gets tricky. Sally, if you can go to that table. Scotty, can you do me a favour? Can you go to that table for me? Scotty will be the brick wall builder. Okay? And all we've got to do now is go to one of the tables, fill your name in a brick, put a picture of yourself if you want. That's fine. Where Scott is. And then when you've done that, think of something to thank God for and write it down. A letter between you and God to say thank you for something that he's done for you. Okay, and we've got about 6 or 7 minutes just to get those two things done. So